Wasn't good enough, plain and simple. Had a chance to win in the end, and didn't execute properly. And unfortunately, turnovers got us today.
The first and goal at the one. What did you see there when you were trying to get it to Greg?
I think I had him. I just obviously got to throw it a little higher. Guy made a good play, I think, but unfortunately, if I could have it back, I'd obviously throw it away. But it's football. They got good players too.
Generally, y'all moved the ball really well, but just had trouble. He had four turnovers ultimately. Do you think that was the difference?
They didn't turn it over. We turned it over four times. Two of them, I think, the defense got stops and they didn't end up hurting us. But obviously the interception at the end on the 1 yard line is the difference maker. If we punch it in, they got to score a touchdown there on the last drive or kick a field goal, we go to overtime. But, we moved the ball when we wanted to. We did a lot of good things. Unfortunately, we had bad plays at the wrong time. And that's kind of what it came down to.
Olsen set a record for tight ends for this team, 181 yards receiving. Let's talk about his day.
I think he did a great job. Obviously, they blew coverage a couple times, and he's wide open. But, Greg's just consistent. He comes and works every day, and you know what you're going to get out of him. And, it's obviously a great, like I said earlier, he's a great asset to our team, and, it's going to take all of us to get this thing going.
The way the first half played out, y'all never really had the ball. How frustrating was that, and how weird was that?
It was. I think we ran three plays in the first quarter. Didn't throw a pass until the 5 minutes of the second quarter. It's probably the first time that I've probably ever done that. So it was obviously a little bit difficult to get into a rhythm. Obviously, that was their game plan to run the ball as much as they could, shorten the game. He didn't turn the ball over. I turned the ball over. I think that was a point of emphasis for them. He'd been turning the ball over lately, and they weren't going to let him. Unfortunately, it happened.
When you did get to passing, was it the game plan to target Greg more than anybody else, or is this what they gave you?
Just the way they come up. I felt like we had a good matchups. When they tried to play in man coverage, obviously, I feel like he's a good matchup against most guys in this league. They played some more zone, played a little, a little bit different than they'd had a little bit, and that nothing that we didn't adjust to. We were ready for. I don't go out and just try to throw it to Greg every time. Obviously, if he's in the read and he's open, he's getting the ball. And I think that goes for all the guys.
DA, on the other two turnovers, not to belabor them, but can you go over what happened on each?
The one to KB, just unfortunate. Guy set it up in the air, and the guy happened to be there. And I'm not really sure what happened on the fumble. I knew I was really close to the first down. I tried to dive, and next thing you know, I didn't have it. I don't know. I had to watch it. It kind of happened quick.
Derek, Greg just said that last year it seemed like everything kind of went this team's way. The ball bounced on the way, and he said that you guys have to make your own luck because nothing's going to be given to you. Is that kind of how everyone's feeling right now? You can't count on anything.
We're four now. You got to kind of just tighten the screws and make good decisions and kind of force that issue of just controlling the ball and got to run the ball better. I think I think for the most part we did a good job today, but just overall in the first five games, running the ball and controlling the clock, not turning the ball over. That's kind of been our recipe for winning games. And, it is. It's kind of, it's bad when you look at it. But like in this situation, those sort of things, balls get tipped when you're, 12-0 or whatever, balls get tipped to hit the ground. And you're struggling, it seems like, you know, it's not what happens, but it seems like that's what it feels like. But I don't know. I mean, we do. We just got to tighten the bolts. And, you know, like I said, you know, early in the week, we got a bunch of good dudes, guys that, you know, come in and work every day. It's going to take all of us.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.